I think it's really cool as somebody who's grown up in the digital age, just thinking about my own childhood, which isn't that long ago, but seeing how different that was to children now and the way that they grow up. And what excites me is how fast technology is changing. And I know for some people that can be really scary and challenging, but I think for me, I really love technology as a social media person. I also hope by then we, have this much more efficient society with technology. And I think the idea of like having a computer in your brain is really cool. And being able to, have a car that does you don't need to drive. I mean, those already exist, and I'm hoping by then that's the norm. I also hope in 2050, I see provinces much bigger, and I hope that it continues to grow. With more buildings, more resources. Hopefully, somebody's in the Bank of America building by then. but we, I want Providence to continue to thrive and be this entrepreneurial, academic, artistic center of the Northeast, if not the country or the world. But I would like to see, I see in 2050 Providence being much bigger while still retaining our charm and our small town feel, because I think that's what makes it really special here. So I think it'd be really cool, and I wish this was existed already, is I wish I could text through my brain. Like I wish it was like Siri in my head. Like, text mom, I'm on my way. Like, and it just texts. I think that'll be a thing.
Does she receive it in her brain?
I think she could receive it on her phone. Like I see it as more of like a service base, or I could have tasks done in my head like, oh, I got this email. I'm gonna reply back by just thinking about it. Like, I think that'd be really cool. Or even things like order pizza and then a pizza shows up. I think things, when you watch like Back to the Future and Back to the Future 2, a lot of those things have come true, like hoverboards and Skype. it wasn't too crazy, but when you think of the future, I think it'd be cool if we did have people living on other planets. I think a lot of people thought we would by now, probably in the 60s, but I hope that we also have figured out this whole global warming thing, because in 2050 we might be dealing with that pretty bad. I guess other tactical things is, in 2050, driverless cars would be cool, or public transportation that maybe is in the air or on water and it's really fast, or it's like a monorail or something that's a lot more efficient and eco-friendly than a car or a bus. I think that's going to be something that's going to change in 2050 for sure.